All right, welcome back to another episode of the Badass Lifter Podcast. Today we're doing a Q&A episode. I get these questions from Instagram, from Threads, TikTok, answering questions that you've asked me that you want more explanation on so that you can become a strong, confident lifter. I love doing these Q&As, as I've like mentioned before, because I really want to make sure these podcast episodes are helping you either get into the gym or become stronger or more confident in the lifting process. And so answering these questions directly like really helps me do that. And I find that they're the most beneficial to the people who listen to the podcast as well. So if you have anything you want me to answer in the future, anything that's holding you back or something that you need to know more about in order to become a strong, confident lifter, definitely let me know. And we can definitely talk about that on the podcast. Again, I mostly find these from Threads, Instagram, TikTok are kind of like the big three where people will comment questions and I'll use those to answer on the podcast. But yeah, I have four big ones today. First, I wanted to update people because I did get some questions about kind of what's going on in my world outside of training. So if you've listened to previous episodes, you know that my fiance is a travel nurse. We are settled in now to our first location. We're renting out a basement suite for the time being. We're going to be here for, the next like month, month and a half, things like that. Things about travel nursing is that you got to travel a lot. So she's enjoying her first job. We're going to relocate in December again. I'll let you guys know how that went. It took a couple weeks to kind of get settled in, but like overall, like we're kind of in the swing of things now. We're enjoying the city that we were put in for the most part. It's a little smaller than we're used to, but still like a city. So the next one's going to be more interesting because it's more rural than I've ever lived. I don't know if you're a small town person or not, but I've always lived in cities, and the next place we were moving to is significantly smaller than anything I've ever lived in. So I think it'll be a cool experience. But yeah, overall, we're doing great. Thanks for asking. Let's get into the questions. And the first question is, I'm just getting started with weight neutral training. I don't know where to start and still care about my weight. So this was someone who came from really focusing on training for weight loss. They don't want to do that anymore, but they still find that they care about their weight and it's something that affects them. And they want to get started with weight neutral training. How do you get started? So the first thing I want to say is that it's understandable that you still care. I would never expect anyone to start weight neutral training and then out of the gate immediately not care. So totally understandable going from there. I think as a first step, you need a new thing to focus on. So if you just say, I'm not focusing on the weight on the scale, that's going to be really hard to stick with, as opposed to I'm focusing on becoming stronger now instead of the weight on the scale. Because what we've seen is that people who don't have a new goal just kind of stop training entirely because they've lost the reason they're there in the first place. So finding a new goal, something else to focus on in the meantime, really does help people. I think as like another quick tip, I think if you are following people who are very weight loss focused or training for weight loss and you don't want to focus on that anymore, I think removing those people, either like unfollowing or blocking or whatever, does go a long way because it's kind of hard to join this weight neutral journey if you're constantly following people who are, you know, fat loss, weight loss focused. So that's where I would start. There's more that we can talk about as well. I've done a full podcast episode on this actually. So for the person who asked this, or maybe you want to know as well, let me know if you just want me to send you that episode. I'm happy to, you know, it's like a, I want to say 15, 20 minute episode. If you just want to know like even more in detail what to do, but I have laid out like what is, you know, you're starting from scratch. How do you get into the weight neutral world? So if you are curious about that, definitely let me know and we can go from there. Second question, this one was from Instagram. Which exercise do you recommend most for a strong core? And also they wanted to know a little bit more about posterior chain exercises. And so for anyone who's not sure what that means, posterior chain literally means like back, like we're talking back, glutes, hamstrings, things like that. Movements that focus on kind of like the back movement, like the back of your body movement pattern. So these are going to be things like rows or deadlifts, hip hinge exercises, things that are more focused on the glutes and hamstrings and back, that kind of thing. I think this person was worried that if they're always focused on core or not focused on posterior chain stuff, it could mean that their core was weak overall or missing something. Core is can be a complicated thing to talk about because it can mean a lot of things. Like we all kind of agree that like abs are core, right? But core movements can be anti-rotation exercises. So like just things like, like planks or like palaf presses, things like that. Or it can be twisting motions like Russian twists or reverse wood chops or, you know, but, and they can involve anything from like your obliques to your lats to like even your hips to some degree, depending on who you talk to. I would say like in terms of building a strong core, I think it's good to have like a decent variety, like have something that works, you know, something that's like a plank exercise, something that's a rotation exercise, just try and get a variety and all focused on different aspects of the core. So like palaf press uses kind of more of your back and your sides, front planks uses more of like the front of your core kind of thing. That kind of like, if we're talking about low back, which some people kind of consider like helpful for core, like you can look at things like deadlifts. I think just if you want a strong core overall, whether it's just to have it or to help with your other exercises, I think just having a variety, changing them up over time, and getting stronger at different core movements is going to just help you have a strong core in general. Now, in terms of like posterior chain exercises, and I think this person was also asking in general, like which ones I like. Well, anyone who's listened to the podcast knows that like I'm a big deadlift fan. So that's going to be one of the better posterior chain exercises. I don't think I want to fully rank posterior chain exercises, because I think depending on who you are, the list could change drastically. So I'm going to say like, fine. It kind of depends on your goals and what you want to work on. So like if you want to work on deadlifting, deadlift exercises are going to be better. If you want a strong back, things like rows, pull-ups are going to be a better choice. And that I think is like one thing to keep in mind. So I wouldn't say there's, as long as you're doing like a core movement and you're not doing something that's like super out there, like sometimes TikTok gets pretty crazy. As long as you're doing like a horizontal pull or a vertical pull or some kind of hip hinge movement for the posterior chain, I think there's a lot of good choices. And then depending on what you specifically want to work on, like there's going to be better or worse to kind of depending on your goals and your training level. Another question, this question was also from Instagram, is how do I know I have good form without a trainer? And so this is someone who, helped them out a little bit. I got them a guide. And so they are training on their own and they made their own workout and they kind of want to know like, okay, how do I know if my form is good if I don't have a trainer? And I think this is going to be probably not the answer they're looking for, but I don't think that you're going to know for sure. I think exercise videos can help steer you in the right direction. I'm happy to send exercise videos to anybody who feels like they would benefit from it. And I think taking videos of yourself doing the exercise and seeing how you compare to the exercise video can get you pretty far. But I think if you really want to know if your form is good, I think getting some kind of help, whether that's a trainer or someone who is knowledgeable that you trust and has helped other people in the past, is going to be what you're going to need to do. And I find that people who are self-taught in strength training and haven't had someone check their form, they usually are generally, they have the movement generally right, but they're usually missing some things as well that can make the workout even better. So if you don't have a trainer, videos are going to be kind of like the next best thing, and then exercise videos and how you compare. Excuse me. But I think if you really want to know if your form is good, I think talking to someone in the industry who knows form, I think is going to be kind of like I don't think there's a true replacement for that. And that if you want to know 100% for sure, like having a trainer look at your form is going to be the best thing. Last question. And this is like, I don't know where to start. So this is someone who, and I want to talk about generally and also talk about their situation where they told me that they had like just given birth. And so they trying to get back into training and they're not too sure about that. When we're talking about post-pregnancy, there's some things we need to watch out for in terms of like pelvic floor health or like any complications from the pregnancy that exist. And so if you're a person who's just getting started or restarting, kind of in their case, getting cleared by the doctor is going to be a big one. And then also, like, if there are any complications, it usually doesn't mean you can't work out, but it means that there's going to be some things you need to focus on before you go back to regular training. This is true for people with chronic issues or coming back from an injury or like certain conditions, things like that. Like, for those people, you want to be cleared by a doctor kind of like as a first step. And then if there are complications, you want to find training specific to those complications. Now, if you're a person who doesn't know where to start in general, because I think that's important to talk about as well. In general, the first thing you need to do is figure out, why am I training? What am I going to train for? That's kind of step one. Step two is, when am I going to go work out? Okay, so like actually schedule it out in your life, because if you don't schedule it out, the chances of it being consistent is less likely. And then also trying to find some kind of plan to help you out. Can be something more general just to follow in the meantime, or it can be something specifically made for you. That's like kind of the ideal, but a general guide is still better than no guide in most scenarios. And making sure it's an actual strength training plan. So not Beachbody stuff, no offense to anybody who is doing Beachbody workouts. Like, yeah, they get you moving and all that kind of stuff, but they're not really strength workouts. So finding a strength workout plan, I think, also goes a long way. After that, I really think, assuming that there's no other complications, that you just need to get into training and then figure it out through the process. I think sometimes people feel like they need to know everything out of the gate before they can get started. And I genuinely don't know anybody who is consistent with strength training now who did that. Everyone kind of jumped in, not really knowing what they were doing, and kind of learned through trial and error, the process, you know, like getting into the gym and seeing what felt good and what didn't. And, you know, that doesn't mean like go to the heaviest weights right away or try the most complicated stuff, but getting into the gym and seeing what works for you is an important part of the process. And I think sometimes people will try to keep learning over and over again instead of actually, because it's procrastinating from actually doing the thing. So one thing I want you to keep in mind here is that, like, if you're just, you need to start, like, that's like the thing, like get through all the things that I mentioned before. And then after that, just get started. These are the questions for today. Let me know if you have any questions you want me to answer in the future. And thanks for listening to another episode of the Badass Lifter Podcast.